Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Today, thank you for listening in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Today is a great day. I know you guys are A lot of you guys are at work right now, and but a lot of you aren't, like me. And but today is a great day. It's nice and sunny out here in the ATL. We're looking at probably anywhere in the mid to high 80s today. You know what's funny about the weather is that, and this time of year is that, and this is how people, you know, start to get colds and flu and things like that, because it's high in the mid-80s and high 80s during the day. And then at night it dropped to the 60s in the mid-60s, 62, 63, the low 60s. And that's a problem, because you're out. During the day, and you got on your short sleeves and your shorts and your flip-flops or what have you, and then if you stay out till dark, or it gets dark, 8:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, things like that, right in there, and the temperature drops drastically, and you're susceptible to this cold air hitting into your pores, and that's what makes you sick. That's what gets people sick. Okay? That's what brings on colds and flu. So be careful with that. You know, at this time of year, now at night, you need to have some type of pullover or something that you can put to cover your arms. Okay? And maybe a hat to wear at night, because that's where you lose all your heat, is through the top of your head. Okay? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's the number to the show. Please call in and weigh in on today's episode. Okay? Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. If you are on Blog Talk Radio right now, go ahead. There's an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis, as well as Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing and become friends of the show. Now, there's also Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, guys, today's show is entitled, Is She Real or Fake? Is she real or is she fake? Okay? Now, before I get into the episode, I'm going to say something, and I'm going to do a show on this on tomorrow. But if you guys have heard about the shootings in D.C., I think there were 12 people killed on yesterday by an Iraqi veteran, a veteran of the Iraq War. And I'm going to do a show about that tomorrow, because these guys are coming back home and they're out in the cold, so to speak. They're out there with nothing to do, no, you know, benefits aren't there. All kinds of things are happening with these guys that that's not fair in my book. Okay? Not fair in my book. So join the show tomorrow and we're gonna talk about that. Now, again, today's show is she real or is she fake? Is she real or fake? Now, this show is mainly for the younger generation. Okay. Now, people in my generation and older generation are doing this as well, but not to this level. All right. The younger ladies are doing it to a much, much, much higher level than the older generation. And what I mean by that is these young girls now, they're wearing fake hair. They're wearing fake eyelashes. They're getting their boobs done, and now and you know, lips are also part of it. Yeah, did I say boobs? They're getting the boobs done. They're even taking injections in their butts. They're taking injections in their rear ends now. I guess that. You know, makes them bigger or blows them up or something. But I haven't researched this, you know, these injections to give you a bigger, firmer. But that's what they're doing now. So, you know, guys, what I'm saying is that you don't know what's real and what's fake, because let's go one by one. Let's start with the hair. You got all the. By the way, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and weigh in on this topic, please. Now, so you got the hair. Now you got all you got all these different weaves. I even see. And what's funny about this, you see these dark-skinned women with this gold or bun hair in their heads. Now, you know that they weren't born with the gold or blonde hair, okay? And you know, they're dark as a Hershey Kiss, all right? And then you got these gold hair or reddish hair that they put into, as I guess what you call maybe highlights, and you getting and it's, you know, they got their regular hair, right, and then they got this a piece of gold hair that hangs down from the middle of the head down toward the right. And lays down, you know, across their face, even goes under their chin sometimes, curls under their chin. And then you've got, of course, the just straight long hair. And what I mean by that is, you know, you see her today, and she's got, you know, short, natural hair that you know looks natural, that she was born with, and then the next day she comes in and she's got hair down halfway down her back. Now we know it didn't grow overnight, okay, but she had that hair put in, whether it was sewn in or glued in or however it was put in. That's the fake hair. Okay, and it hangs down midway of that back. All right, so, you know, and say, for instance, you're coming to pick her up and take her out on a date, and all you've seen was her regular hair, short, nice cut, whatever. Now, if she comes out and she's got this long hair down to the middle of her back, you're like, hey, you know, what happened? Is that weave in your hair? And that's what it is. It's weave. These girls are putting all this weave in their hair, and it costs, oh my God, hundreds of dollars. You know, you pay for the hair, which is not that expensive, but to have it put in, that's the expensive part. Okay? So you're paying hundreds of dollars to get a certain look. All right? That you're not going to use for a very long time. What I've noticed is they may use it for maybe a week, maybe, but then it's gone. Okay? Now, and then they're coming back the next week with something different. So if you think about it, if you add up the money that they spend on having all these different looks, then you're talking about $400 or $500 a month just on hairdos or hair redos, whatever you call it. Okay? And I mean, they're spending big money for this stuff. Then they got the fake eyelashes. Okay? Fake eyelashes. And you know it immediately. As soon as you see them, you're like, hey, you got some new lashes. You know, and the eyelashes are so long. Let me tell you this. There was a young lady at work and had fake eyelashes on. And we have to wear safety glasses at work. So there's a young lady at work. She couldn't even wear her safety glasses right. They had to come to the edge of her nose, you know, because they were at the edge of her nose, that gave her eyes were susceptible to something getting in them. Okay? So, because, you know, and luckily nothing got in them at that time, but they have to wear their glasses on their nose, at the edge of their nose, because the eyelashes are so long that they're bumping up against the lenses of the glasses. So they have to pull them down in order to be able to blink with no problem. And everyone know they're fake. But here's my thing. Why do they have to be so fake? Why can't you just get them a little longer than what you have? Why do they have to be five times longer than what you have? You can't even wear your safety glasses at work. You're putting yourself at risk with that. Okay? Now I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Morning, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, well, that's what I was going to question. I was going to question, you know, I mean, where were you going with this? You know, you were talking like it's bad, but, I mean, I can understand what you're saying to those extremes. If somebody, you know, wearing some lashes that's too long to even do what they need to do at work, you know. But, you know, otherwise, you know, if it makes the person look pretty, feel pretty, I don't see anything wrong with it. And sometimes it's helpful, you know, depending on their job or if they like trying to exercise or something, they might need to put some weave or something in. But if you're talking about extremes, you know, I can agree with that. I mean, even other women have a problem with that. But if you just, you know, talking in general, people wearing fake this and that, you know, it's just a beauty enhancement, kind of like cosmetics, that's my opinion.
Okay, so you're saying that the weave, what does the weave do as far as exercising and stuff like that? How does that help with exercising?
I mean, just like when guys play ball or whatever, they sweat. And when women work out and stuff, they sweat as well. So if they have some weave or something in, it's a little easier to manage where they can, you know, still go on with their day without having to stop, you know, and take 3 hours to try to get our hair back together. So we have some weave, we could just, you know, it's a lot easier to manage and you could still look presentable and be able to go to work and go on about your day.
So is that laziness, or is that just, or is that, what, you know, what is that? Is that laziness? Because we have only been around a few years now.
We've been around for years, but white folk wore weave before black women got into it. They wore weave to thicken their hair. It's been around forever, but like you said, it costs a lot of money, and we weren't spending that kind of money on that at the time, but we've been out a long, long time. Caucasian women used to wear it all the time and still do to make their hair look thick. You know, we see their hair on TV, all them thick locks, that's not their hair. It's not their natural born hair, most of them.
Okay,
so
why
do
you think...
It's been around a long time.
Okay, so why do you think black women went to the weave? I mean, you know, when I was growing up, I didn't see weave, or I didn't know what it was as far as Caucasian women, you know, were wearing it, but... I know my mom didn't wear weave. Now, she may have worn a wig from time to time, but she didn't wear weave. So,
well, there you go.
I don't know if my sister wearing weave. I don't know if my grandma wearing weave. I don't know any of that. But you know.
I think you answered the question. Just lack of knowledge. Just lack of knowledge about it being out there and its uses and it being made available. You know, some things not made available, you know, to everybody. So it's just a graduated form of a wig. So if you understood your mom or whoever wearing a wig every now and then, you know, you got to understand the young girls or whatever wearing weave. And now they, as opposed to doing it every now and then, some of them made it a choice that that's their look. So, you know, if whoever their guy is or whatever, you know, they know about them wearing weave. It's not like it's a secret, I think, you know. I wouldn't think that they didn't know. But, you know, maybe at the club scene if they just met. But, you know, I think most men know now if they girls got weave or whatever. And they like it. So it's just a sign of the times. It's a change of times. But like I said, you know, I agree with your comment on, you know, taking things too far. You know, sometimes things, you know, it's like it's not even attractive on them when they take it too far. But if it's like for beauty enhancement or whatever, I'm all for it. But thanks for this show. This is an interesting topic.
Okay.
All right, bye.
That all you got?
Yeah, right now that's all I got. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. So what, you know, and again, what I'm, you know, what I'm saying is, you know, it may be a beauty enhancement, whatever. Okay. Now, how about these butt injections? Is that a beauty enhancement, or is that something that just that you want? Is that something you want, or is that a beauty enhancement? Is that a beauty enhancement to put injections in your butt? Is that a beauty enhancement to go to this Botox or whatever and plump up your lips, you know, make your lips fuller, bigger, you know, and like I said, when you talk about having to weave in order for, you know, exercise and things like that, is that a form of laziness? You know, is that a form of laziness as far as not wanting to take the time to get your hair right? Or to do your hair yourself, you know, or just to come in and take a shower and, you know, hit the door, is that the deal? Okay, I don't know. So, but these women today are wearing so much stuff that is not them. Okay, they're wearing hair. Lashes, they're getting their lips done, they're getting their butts done, everything, you know. And then you go to the nails. I won't get into the nails, but, you know, they put on these fake nails. All right. Now, my thing my thing, and this is just me, guys. I know you guys may. I'm probably going to get a lot of messages and few emails and things like that about this show today. But this is my opinion. Okay, let's think about this. Guys starting to have different things, you know, fake stuff. And I think some guys do it now. You know, maybe not hair or whatever, but, you know, they doing stuff to enhance a body part. Okay? And, you know, when that's actually something that's fake. Okay? And so think about a guy having some fake hair in. And it's out there, okay, where you bald now, and then you go to you having these implants or whatever done to put your hair back. All right, and the hair isn't real, it's fake. The man upstairs gave you that, you know, semi-bald head. Okay, it was passed down through your family, that semi-bald head. But you see men that put on these, what do you call them, the things that they put on, toupee? Put on these toupees, and they look horrible. Not all of them, but some of them look horrible. Same with the women. Some of them put this fake hair in, and it looks horrible. And some of them put it in, and it's not bad. But if you're going to wear stuff like that, you know, keep it right. All right? Make it, keep it where it looks presentable when you're out. May not be at home, but keep it where it's presentable when you're out. You know, I've heard people say a lot of times, "Oh, her weave is horrible." Y'all with me? And I've heard people say, he's wearing a toupee. He's wearing a hairpiece. Because you can tell, because it's, you know, it's not working. It's not blending. And if you know that person, you know that he used to have a semi-bald head. And now all of a sudden, he's got a head full of hair. Okay? That's just not my way of doing things. Okay? When I start to go bald, then I'm gonna go bald. I don't think I'm going to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars putting hair on my head. I don't think. Okay? I don't think. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal accounting, personal taxes, corporate accounting, taxes, even IRS issues, give them a call. They can help you. 770-732-0244. Thank you guys for listening in to the show today. It's been a blast as usual. Join me tomorrow for the show about these guys coming in from Iraq. Love you guys. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow. Get here. Frank, I'm over and I'm out.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. ran in and smiled. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now.